What if I have to keep resetting? How do I get the energy to keep going?
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
You know, my wife Marcel transfers funds to my account every Monday for my week's expenses. We call it baon, right, in the Philippines. I don't get it the week before I need it. I get it the week as I need it. See, there's this illustration of a farm truck that drives towards a gate to the farm. And it is only when its tires are just about maybe 6 feet from the gate that the gate swings open. And this happens as the tires push on a mechanism on the ground that ends up a series of movements that push the gates open. But the truck has to keep moving forward, else the mechanism won't get triggered. And it must expect the gates to move as it gets closer to it, not way before it. So the question, how do I get the energy to keep going if I have to keep on resetting? It comes by faith as you need it. I just conducted a 2.5-hour session earlier this morning on micro entrepreneurship for a community north of Manila. And as I share this podcast with you, I know I have two major sessions tomorrow. One in the morning to launch our latest offering, Maricel and I, a marriage book entitled Marriage is a Marathon. It took us, 5 years to write that, like a marathon. And a transformational leadership workshop in the afternoon for 50 new officers of our country's maximum security prison. And even as I engage with you now, I'm resetting my mindset. You know, from what I was in earlier today to what will happen tomorrow morning, given the new context of the situation, I'm not talking about entrepreneurship. This is marriage. This is a marathon. And I don't have entrepreneurs, micro entrepreneurs, government officials as my audience and guests. These are dear friends and members of the press. And then it's another change of mine, a reset, as I head off to train and hopefully inspire officers who manage a now very controversial facility housing the most dangerous criminals in the country. But I am not going to expect to have the motivation, the ideas, the confidence now to address all these hugely diverse audiences with completely different KPIs, key performance indicators, tomorrow. I'm not going to have that now. I trust that I will get the motivation and even more ideas and more conviction as it gets closer to the hour at hand. Deuteronomy 33:25, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. We can make that even on a shorter term, as thy hours and minutes that you're alive, so shall thy strength be. I think here's a key to constant resetting, to resiliency, if we can think that way. Resiliency in continuing to journey intentionally, happily. What's that key? Embracing resetting as a way of life daily. I'm doing longer runs as I move to a month of my next and maybe last 42.2 kilometer marathon, this time in Sydney, Australia. And trust me, within one run that I'm doing now, these longer runs, I find myself having to ask, why? Why am I doing what I'm doing? You know, within, let's say, a two-hour run this weekend, thoughts of why or can I, how to get by, then there's feelings of excitement, and then Another moment, dread, exhilaration, pain, motivation, desperation. See, they come and go within that two-hour period. And then they come back again and again. Resetting as a way of life. Every day, every hour. Here's a tip. A simple framework, okay? Are you ready for it? How many do we have? 8. Okay? 8 things to consider. A framework of 8 things to consider as you reset whenever and wherever needed. Number 1, overall objective. Are the goals the same? Do they need to be adjusted? Think overall objective every time you reset. Number 2, new context and developments. How's the environment changed since your last reset? What's the same? What's different? Number 3, current personal realities. How's your present motivation? What's your state of health? Physical, emotional, spiritual. Number 4, organization. Your team. Who's with you? Who's not? Who's no longer? Who shouldn't be? Who should be part of your team? The level of your team, Dr. John Maxwell, should rise to the level of your dream. Number 5, U-turns, detours. Remember, you're resetting, staying steady. See, drawing up options on clear directions or redirections to take, given one's new realizations. Number 6, realignment of all support toward updated or reaffirmed direction. Number 7, self-care. Even as you reset, whatever direction, whatever plan of action, do not allow a neglect or abuse of self. And finally, execution. Details and strategies, tactics. Remember, the devil is in the details. On course. Did you get that? Overall objective, new context, current personal realities, organization, U-turns, detours, or staying steady, realignment of support, self-care, and execution details. What if I have to keep resetting? How do I get the energy to keep going? I hope this session has been helpful. God bless.